Hey guys, it's been a while. Welcome to Life in the Bear Cave podcast, a podcast for the community of Andy Bundy and whoever else really wants to listen. My name is Andy Bundy, and this is just going to be a end of 2020, just kind of rant podcast kind of thing. I just wanted to get my thoughts together and just kind of talk because, for one, I haven't posted a podcast in a long time, and I'll talk about that. But also, there's just been a lot, and just kind of go over what we all did in 2020. And so, yeah, just stay tuned. We'll see you in a little second. All right. Well, hey, guys. Obviously, this is the Life in the Bear Cave podcast. My name is Andy. We're talking. All right. So 2020 in a nutshell. Have you ever seen that picture of the dog in the fire where it just said, this is fine? Actually, if you look on the Gift keyboard for, I think it's Giphy, no, Tenor, if you type in my name, Andy Bundy, you'll find that with my face on that. It was something earlier that we did this year, and I had the joy of learning how to use Tenor, how to upload GIFs, and being able to use them in my Discord and other places. So there's one thing I learned in 2020. 2020 was interesting for me because at the end of 2019, I transitioned into a full-time job where I do social media and content creation for a brand that I wouldn't have necessarily thought of for myself. So our local internet company needed some people to work with their video production as well as doing the social media and all of that. And so I kind of learned how to do that kind of stuff. And it's been a lot of trial and error. But there's actually 2020 started off really great, since before the pandemic hit, we were going to different places with one of the brands that I covered for live productions and doing social media for them and meeting these high profile, it's a fishing show. So like these high profile fishermen, and just being able to learn how to push their content, and something I want to do in 2021, which I'll get into more detail later, is I want to show how to market yourself as a content creator, as someone who wants to get their name out on the internet. I can't promise, you know, you're going to be the next Markiplier or the next Ninja PewDiePie, etc. But it's kind of interesting learning different things on how to market yourself. And this year has just been a blur, honestly. I mean, once March hit and then I was essential worker, so I was still working from March until now. But it was interesting seeing how everybody's life kind of changed. I mean, half of the people at my work started working from home. I was the lucky half who didn't. And we were obviously in different parts of the building. We were social distance at work because they wanted to make sure that we were taking all the precautions, doing all that great stuff. But it made the dynamics where I could typically talk to a person right next to me, and couldn't do that anymore. I'd have to, you know, call them on Google Hangouts, or what do they call it now? Google Meet. Or using some email, phone, etc. It's been a crazy year. But 2020 happened. It did. And it's coming to an end. This is New Year's Eve. 2021's on the way. Who knows if it's going to be better? Who knows if it's going to be worse? I'm excited to see where it goes. And I was just kind of trying to look, before I started recording, all the stuff that I did this year. And the benefit to working at this fishing show is that I was still able to go out and do some things because I was socially distanced, and the way that the fishing stuff goes, we were able to take the proper precautions and do that kind of stuff. It was May when I made that GIF of the This Is Fine. Wow, this has been a long, long year. I also started doing things like in my Discord. starting in March, we did a movie night every Friday night from like the first night of lockdown here in Ohio. And we did it. We didn't do it every week, but we did a fair amount. I kept a Google sheet of all of the videos that we did. It was pretty great, honestly, and I'm glad that we were able to do it. I was able to get closer to some of my friends that I wouldn't have been able to hang out with otherwise. And I'm just kind of looking. Yeah, March 8th is when we started doing this. And we watched about 28 different movies. So once a week, that's not a bad amount. We did most of the movies from Miyazaki, like Princess Mononoke, My Neighbor Totoro, Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle. We also did like the musicals that they did on the Shows Must Go On YouTube channel, like The Phantom of the Opera, Love Never Dies. I think we did Cats, like the original one, yeah. And just some other random movies. It was kind of interesting getting to chat through all of those. Some other things that happened in 2020. I've got to have the privilege of being a co-streamer for the Game Awards. That's the most recent thing that happened. I co-streamed it with Alex Rosenberg. You might know him as Lucas Starks Online. He is the media director at Zelda Universe. We sat for however long the Game Awards was, an hour or two, and just talked about the stuff as it was happening. And it was kind of great having that official. They gave us like an overlay and all that stuff. Trying to put myself out there. I know I saw that they had that opportunity, and so I pushed for it. And that was near the end. So I think if I would have pushed myself a little bit more, I would have done a little bit more with that, but I didn't. Other things that happened, I started playing Among Us and Fall Guys. Those were the two games that kind of got me through this pandemic. Trident Tail, who's a speedrunner friend of mine, he speedruns Diddy Kong Racing. In his Discord, we have a group that plays pretty much daily. It's kind of insane, actually. We always have a group in a queue, and they're very competitive, and we have some really good games and some that leave much to be desired. But I enjoyed it. We also played Fall Guys when it first started. I started recently getting back into it because Brumsky, who is another Twitch streamer, started playing it and invited me to play with him. And it's kind of been a weekly thing, at least once a week. I guess one thing that I've learned about 2020 is the benefit, or like the pros of networking. Because networking, especially when you're off by yourself, being able to connect with all these people. So I have like Brum, I have Trident, I have like Fish, who is another Twitch streamer friend of mine, and more recently Benji, he's a speedrunner as well, Gage, Zombolina, Zerkio. I'm gonna forget people if I just try and name off everybody. But if I've been in contact with you at all this year, I appreciate you. And if I haven't, I still appreciate you. But I only have so many hours in the day. I'm working on it. Another thing that we did this year, I joined a group. Well, I've been speedrunning Diddy Kong Racing. It's kind of a casual thing. I'm getting a little bit better. But I have friends who were getting really into it. And Trident, actually, he's a current world record holder as of now, December 31st, for any percent in Diddy Kong Racing. And they put a triathlon together for a bunch of the Diddy Kong Racing speedrunners. They're like, hey, we want all of you to come and play this game. There's three vehicles, so we're going to do all of the races for each vehicle that you can do for that vehicle. And so we got into teams of three. We're still actually in the middle of it. If you want to check that out, they have an actual racing channel for Diddy Kong Racing now. It's called DKR64 Races on Twitch. Definitely check it out. They just finished the finals for the winner's bracket, because what we did is we started out with a round robin, so I think it was like 7 or 8 teams, and we had everybody play against everybody. And then once that's done, then we went to a bracket. And now the top half went to the winner's quote-unquote bracket, the WSPIC Cup, and then the other went to the other cup, which was the TT Cup, I think, maybe, or the Taj Cup. I don't remember which character. It's one of the Diddy Kong Racing characters. But then we're actually, now after 2021 starts, we're going to start scheduling the TT Cup and getting that going, which is going to be great. I'm excited about it. Some other things, as I said, we've played a ton of Among Us, and I've started to stream a little bit of it when I get the chance and when I kind of feel like I can. If you haven't seen it, I also participated in this year's 2020 Reddit Secret Santa, which was great. Check out the video on my YouTube channel. I recorded my live unboxing for it, and holy crap, I got the Elgato Wave 3, which this is not the microphone that I'm using right now, but in future podcasts, you'll hear it. This is actually a higher-end microphone. But, yeah, all the stuff that, like, as bad as 2020 started out with, as it turned out with, like, the pandemic and everything, I've had a lot of opportunities this year, and I just want to say how thankful I am that I've been able to do it, thanking for the internet and for, obviously, my family and friends, and just everything that's happened this year. It's insane to me that we're coming to the end of the year. And I, as I said, I was just looking through my Twitter and just stuff to see, just kind of see like what happened this year. And there is a lot. And as much as that happened, I'm also like, it almost seemed like it went on forever. Oh, that was another thing that happened. Was that this year that I started? I think. I also applied and became a video editor for Zelda Universe. I had talked earlier about Alex having the helping me with the Game Awards. But I also became a video editor for them. I actually put that on my Instagram at one point, announcing that I did it. But that has been a treat. I love it so much, getting to work with the Zelda Universe crew. And that was June. Okay. But like, most recently I was in the project on Zelda Universe where Alex Trevino was talking to different voice actors from Breath of the Wild, more Age of Calamity, so they had me editing those, or the Breath of the Wild Age of Calamity review that Zelda Universe did. I worked with the person who wrote the review, and we made the video version of the review, and it was so great getting to work with them and then having the game play before the release date. It was kind of cool getting into that kind of stuff. So I'm hoping down the road I'll be able to do some more of that, but we'll see. So this year I also changed my branding on Twitch and pretty much everywhere. I also hosted my first Smash Ultimate tournament for work because they wanted to delve into the world of esports. So I was like, let's try a Smash tournament. It was great. The NKT Productions Twitch channel, we've had the one stream to it, but I'm hoping we can get more in 2021, depending on, you know, we also do sports and we also do this fishing show and we do a lot of other things, but we'll see what happens with that. I also joined two stream teams this year. I joined the Wave Riders, which Lobro on Twitch kind of started, I believe, and it's all about spreading positivity, and I love what they stand for, and that's kind of why I applied to be on their stream team. And then most recently, like in the last month or so, I joined another stream team called Voyage. Gage SSH, he actually messaged me and asked if I wanted to be in it. It's basically a bunch of people who play a lot of the same games, like Banjo-Kazooie, Diddy Kong Racing, and stuff like that. A lot of them are speedrunners, but it's a bunch of the friend group. And so I joined that recently, which is kind of cool. Having both of those communities to kind of not only have somebody to host when I'm not live, but getting to engage with those communities, as I said earlier, just the engaging with different communities and having that has definitely helped me make it through 2020. Now for 2021, I have no idea what to expect. I want to get back into making this podcast. So that's part of me making this episode, is to get that started. So for one, I remember how to do it. For two, I want to start getting some guests in here, and I'm not going to do it like a weekly kind of podcast, maybe once a month, once every other month. I'm working on seeing how my time management is and what I can and can't do. I don't want to push myself too hard, honestly, but getting in and talking to other creators and talking about struggles of being a creator, different things, like I'm talking about possibly talking to an expert on the DMCA so we can learn a little bit about that and see how we as creators can do stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to the future, trying to get that figured out. I also want to try and stream a little bit more often. Obviously, I'm not going to get back to the part where I was streaming 3 times a week before I started working here. Maybe a stream a week, and then maybe working in some sort of YouTube videos based off of that, depending on how those streams go. So we'll see. I don't know what to expect. So stay tuned. If you haven't followed me already on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, I have a TikTok I've never used, just stuff like that, be sure you stay on there. I'm most active, honestly, on Twitter, and then like Instagram, then Facebook. I'm working on being better about the Twitch. Well, I'm good at being in other people's Twitch, so you could find me on Twitch probably online, or you can find me pretty much anywhere. I'll answer. You can follow us on Discord too. I have a link tree with all of my links. Well, that was I think that was this year too. Another thing I did this year was I was able to become an affiliate for The Beard Struggle. The Beard Struggle is a beard care company. They basically make great products like the beard care oils and the balms and masks and stuff like that. Minor plug, if you go to thebeardstruggle.com and use the code BUNDY15, BUNDY, and then the number 15, you can get 15% off. Just a minor plug. I'm working on trying to get some content in, because I've been online and creating content since like 2010, 2011. I am so inconsistent. But I feel like if I were to be a little bit more consistent and kind of pull everything together and come up with a strategy and kind of figure out what kind of content I want to make or work with that I might be able to boost myself a little bit. That being said, I'm also working on 6 different brands at work. So maybe it won't be 100% for a little while, until I get into a groove. We'll see. I'm also hoping to up the engagement with and networking with other creators. So as I said, I want to kind of use this podcast as the vehicle for that. Just for 2020's like wish list for 2021, I'm going to reach out to like Gerard the Completionist. I kind of want to chat with him. I would love to chat with Satchel Drakes. I think works with Gerard, but he used to do a bunch of content, and I've been a big fan of his for a while, so I'm going to reach out to him. Some of the DKR runners like Trident Tail, Giz, Sweener Dog, etc. Just kind of talking about that. Lobro, since he's the head of the stream team that I'm in, and I really admire him as a creator. Fish, who's a big Twitch streamer. I also want to try and reach out to like the community managers for like Fall Guys and Among Us, and trying to get some of those. So again, it's up in the air. I'm putting it now just to kind of push myself to actually do it, since I said, hey, I'm going to do it. We'll see what happens. I also have a friend who's giving me like a large list of games to stream. So if I ever run out of ideas and I get tired of Diddy Kong Racing, I have some games that I want to try and play through. I also have a large backlog of Nintendo 64 games that I haven't played, I haven't played in a while. Same with my Switch. Plus, if they add any more Super Nintendo and Nintendo games, as well as some of the other games like Smash and all of that, as they get new characters and all that. So, I want 2021 to be super exciting. Even just like to make a new friend, or to have the current friends I have to get a lot stronger bonds, if that makes sense. Anyway, I've rambled for 20 minutes. If you're still listening, I appreciate you. How do you listen for 20 minutes to somebody rambling about himself and video games? But as 2021 starts, I wish you guys to stay safe, and I will hopefully see you around. Please make sure you're following me on at the minimum Twitter and maybe Discord, just so we can kind of hang and have that conversation. Another thing I want to try and do in 2021 is to get my Discord to be a lot more active. We have like 2 or 3 people, and huge shout outs to you guys that try and start conversations, but I don't want to feel like I'm going to be that person. I don't want to be the person who carries the conversation all the time. I want to create a community that everybody kind of bands together, and we can kind of rely on each other. And we'll see if I can get that going. It's going to be rough. I mean, we have, let's see. If I look right now, we have about 50 to 55 people in the Discord, plus the bot. Oh, wait, there's more. We have almost 100. There's 50 something online right now, 45. But I know it's difficult, and I know for me personally, I'm part of almost 100 Discords. Apparently there's a hundred Discord max, and that's from like stream team Discords, community Discords from different games that I've played, or support Discords, stuff like that. I'm working on getting that better too, and just kind of organizing. It's a fight every year. We'll see if I can best it this year. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and sign off for today. Again, I want to thank you guys so much. Be sure that you're following me on my social media stuff, and look forward to 2021. As I said, you guys stay safe, and we'll see you next time.